Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. Today we'll learn three new business words: paradigm shift, strategic, and value proposition. Here's the first word: paradigm shift. A paradigm shift is when people change the way they think about something. It's like flipping a switch in your brain that makes you see things in a new way. For example, think about how we used to listen to music. A long time ago, people would use records, then cassette tapes, then CDs. But now, most people listen to music on their phones or computers. That's a paradigm shift. Another example is how we communicate. Before, people used to write letters or talk on landline phones. Now we can use video calls or send instant messages with our phones or computers. That's another paradigm shift. Paradigm shifts can happen in many areas, such as technology, science, and even in our everyday lives. Sometimes it takes a long time for a paradigm shift to happen, and sometimes it happens very quickly. So the next time you learn about something new or different, think about how it might be a paradigm shift. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one who helps create the next big change in the world. The next word is strategic. Strategic is a word that means planning ahead or thinking about the future. It's like when you plan your homework or a project in advance, so you know what you need to do and when you need to do it. In the business world, being strategic is very important. Companies need to plan ahead and think about the future to be successful. They might make a strategic plan that outlines their goals and how they will achieve them. For example, a company might want to sell more of a certain product. They could make a strategic plan to advertise that product more, offer it at a lower price, or find new markets where they can sell it. By being strategic, they are trying to find the best way to achieve their goal. Another example of being strategic is in sports. A coach might make a strategic decision to change the team's game plan based on their opponent's strengths and weaknesses. By being strategic, the coach is trying to give their team the best chance of winning. So being strategic is all about planning ahead and thinking about the future. Whether it's in business, sports, or even your own life, being strategic can help you be more successful and achieve your goals. The last word is value proposition. Value proposition is a phrase that companies use to describe what makes their product or service special. It's like the special thing that they offer that sets them apart from their competition. For example, if a company makes a new type of bike, their value proposition might be that it's faster, lighter, and more comfortable than other bikes on the market. This means that people who are looking for a fast, comfortable bike will be more likely to buy it. Another example is a company that offers online classes. Their value proposition might be that their classes are more affordable and flexible than other online classes. This means that people who are looking for affordable and flexible education options will be more likely to choose their classes. So a value proposition is like the special thing that a company offers that makes their product or service more appealing to customers. It's important for companies to have a strong value proposition so that they can stand out in a competitive market and attract more customers. Other related vocabulary that you might hear in the business world include competitive advantage, which means something that a company has that makes them better than their competition, and unique selling proposition, or USP, which means the special thing that a company offers that makes their product or service unique. Okay, that's all for this podcast. I hope you learned something new. Join me next time for more useful business English vocabulary. See you soon.